715-845-2155. WSAU Feedback on AM 550, FM 99.9, WSAU.
Happy Friday, everybody. 7 minutes, 8 minutes after 8 o'clock, and welcome to Feedback. The phone number, 715-845-2155. It's Open Phone Friday. So give us a call, throw in, and let us know what your opinion is. If you've got something you want to talk about that we've discussed in the past, maybe something we haven't brought up. It's all about you. 715-845-2155. Tom, you did your commentary this morning. And correct me if I'm wrong, but you just called those of us who are filled with patriotic pride and we love our country and feel we're the best on the planet, you called us xenophobic. I don't understand that. Why would you do that?
I think that because I think there are some out there that are xenophobic, that when you see things only through one lens, that's a problem.
But do you think we're all that way?
No.
I don't think I said that. It seemed that way. It made me feel, as an individual that is very patriotic and loves this country, that I was being insulted. And I think others that listen to it maybe have felt the same way. Now, I can't speak for everybody else. I only speak for me.
I think if you look at this country as being nothing but positive, mm-hmm. I think if you look at this country as having no flaws, then you should have been insulted because I was trying to insult you.
Who do you know of that looks at it only through the positive lens and does not acknowledge the problems?
Oh, there are some out there.
Who?
There are people in positions of power out there.
Who?
Who? People in government.
No, not people on TV. Not generalized. Who? Specifically. Give me an example. Who have you encountered that is blind to the dark side, the evil, the very critical problems the United States has? Here's the reason I ask this, okay? Is that I've said in recent weeks that in order to have a real discussion about problems, we have to understand the other side. We have to understand legitimately. I, as a conservative, have to put forth effort to understand the liberal viewpoint. And I try. And I think I do a fairly good job. But those on the liberal side have to understand the conservative viewpoint as well.
But it is your belief, and it is the belief of many in the right-wing talk radio world, that the problems in that the United States is facing are all coming from one direction.
No, it is not my belief, and it is not the belief of many. It is the belief that there are many problems that are equally to blame. I have never said that the problems of this country belong only in the lap of the Democrats. Never. I have said many times that the blame is on both sides of the aisle, haven't I?
Give me one example where you think an answer for this country comes from a liberal, progressive, even a moderate viewpoint, as opposed to the viewpoint you share with...
All right, that's a fair question. Be more specific. Give me a problem... Give me an example. Give me something specific.
Take any problem that the United States faces. In your mind, would there ever be a correct solution coming from a moderate, liberal,
progressive viewpoint? The unemployment numbers just came out. All right, so let's talk about unemployment. The unemployment rate is 7.3. That is before it's adjusted. It's always adjusted. 7.3% unemployment rate despite 200,000. One report said 190-some thousand jobs. Another report I just read, 204,000 jobs. So let's just use a rounded figure of 200,000 jobs. The unemployment rate went up despite new jobs being created. That means more went into unemployment, lost their jobs, than were gained. All right? The liberal Democrat strategy for fixing the economy is to have the government pump money into the system. Am I correct in that? Is that correct? And that's the strategy. Because if I'm understanding it correctly, then I can understand and formulate my response.
To keep a slowly improving economy, going. Yes, but that's not the question I asked you. Once again, you throw that back at me all the time, so I'm going to throw it back at you this time.
Fair enough.
I'm not suggesting problems that you don't think a liberal progressive viewpoint would fix? I asked you to find one in your mind where there's a problem that a liberal progressive, even a moderate viewpoint would fix.
No, and I understand that. And that's what I'm trying to do. I'm trying to understand the strategy that's being put forth by the Democrats. The strategy.
You don't believe that a liberal, moderate, progressive viewpoint would fix the economy. You've said it many times.
If I just came out and said like you do, no, the Democrats can't fix a damn thing without verifying and proving my point, then I'm no better than you. I'm no better than just an opinion without facts. Opinions don't convince. All right, so the liberal Democrat viewpoint of how to fix the economy is to have the government pump money into the free market system. We are monetizing our debt. Is that correct? Is that the strategy?
I don't understand the point. What's the point of you're asking a question that you already know your answer to? You already know your answer to whether or not a liberal viewpoint is going to fix the economy. And your answer would be no.
No, and the reason I say no is because it's not working.
I asked you for an example of something that would.
So, and I'm trying to find one. Okay. So,
and that was my point exactly.
All right.
You don't have any.
Well, because it doesn't work. You asked me to find one that works. I'm trying to find one, Tom. And listen, I'm not being sarcastic. I'm not being rude to you.
We're going to be discussing the immigration problem here in the near future, and Congress is going to be dealing with passing laws revamping immigration.
All right, then let's jump into that. What is the liberal viewpoint on immigration? What is it that they are putting forth that is the solution to our illegal immigrant problem? I guess the first thing is, do Democrats consider illegals in our country to be a problem? That's the first thing.
Yeah, you would say no. I think they do. I think they realize that there have to be changes made. I think that they have a many-pronged way of doing it.
Then what I'm trying to do is understand, what is that approach? What is the approach that the Democrats are putting forth?
A, close the borders. B, a path to citizenship for the people who are already here. And going after businesses that employ illegals in that situation.
I agree with all three of those.
Yeah, but the many on your side do not.
Wait a minute. I don't care about many on my side. You asked me.
So you agree that solution, which is is mostly a
close the border.
That basically is where the right wing reaction to this stops. And the other option would be to deport everybody who's illegal.
Okay. Close the border. You have to formulate a process where an individual who wants to come into this country legally can do so in an affordable and effective and efficient manner. I've always said that.
The millions that are already here?
Hang on. I'm getting there. Close the border. And that means close the border. You can't have this wishy-washy stuff of like, close both borders, north and south.
How would you go about doing that?
Well, I think the wall.
Militarize the border? Fence? Mines?
Well, not mines, of course not, but the fence has a possibility of being effective. Militarizing it, yes. If you're going to close it, then it has to be protected.
Replace the Border Patrol with the Army the National Guard?
No. Build up the Border Patrol and equip them appropriately. Close the border. Make an effective, efficient, and affordable way to immigrate into this country. But you also have to have the policy of those that are trying to come into this country that are undesirable. Criminals, terrorists, they are not allowed in. And when
anybody wants those people in.
I would hope you're right. When they are found to have snuck in, there's not a lot of this political correctness. Well, you know, they did. No, they're gone. They're out. They're deported. And then those that are here, there are those that are in this country that want to be Americans. They want to be part of our society. I want those people here. I want them processed so that they can be American citizens. That's what our country is all about. I want them here. But if these are individuals that are here for criminal activity, they are making, they are using for drug trafficking. If they are human trafficking, if they are sexual trade, all these things that are illegal activity, then they are, yes, rounded up and shipped out.
Well, who's going to disagree with that?
Well, that's my point. Okay? When you look at a real problem under the guise of common sense.
We have heard, though, from legitimate legislators, elected officials in this country, who suggest that the conversation begins with deporting all illegal aliens and starting from there.
Well, that, as far as a practical point, you really think we are capable of deporting anywhere from 10 to 20 million people out of our country.
And I don't think they believe it either, but it sells well with the people who elected them.
This is the thing I've been trying to say all along, is we have to step away from political speak, and we have to get real about problems.
Well, until you take away the incentive for being reelected or the need to be reelected, the need to raise money to be reelected, you're going to keep getting people who will pander to whoever is writing them checks and voting for them.
My answer to your question is, I just agreed with, if that strategy is indeed the Democrat strategy to fix immigration issues, then I agree with it.
Congratulations, you're not completely xenophobic.
I'm not xenophobic at all. I'm a proud American. I love my country. WSAU, Wisconsin Morning News. More conversion of Tom when we come back. Your phone calls are welcome. 715-845-2155.
Central Wisconsin's Badgers Sports Station, AM 550, FM 99.9, WSAU.
Welcome back. It is 8:23, and we will continue with the conversion of Tom right after we talk to some wonderful people on the phone. Thanks for calling. What can we do for you? Good morning.
Are you talking to me?
Yes, sir, I am talking to you.
All right. Hey, some years ago, I saw a movie that I believe prophesied our current situation, especially relating to Obamacare.
Yeah, what was that?
Weekend at Bernie's. I do believe they came out with the sequel, and they met a witch doctor, and they turned Bernie into a zombie, and he went around eating people's brains and bodies.
I believe you may have it mixed up with the Jim Carrey film Liar Liar.
Yes, there you go.
There it is.
You hear what they're doing in Illinois now?
No. What wonderful things are coming out of that state?
They outsourced their prison system, and they're sending their criminals to Washington, D.C.
Man, you need to take your act on the road. You're good. Thank you, my friend.
Right.
I appreciate it. See you. All right. We'll get to the apology in just a minute, but I want to finish this conversation about your crapping all over our patriotism. Let me ask you this: do you feel that the United States is the best nation on the planet?
Yes, and I said that in my commentary this morning.
No, I wasn't
crapping all over your patriotism.
Well, you pretty much were.
No, I wasn't. So, I was suggesting that people who only look at things from a patriotic viewpoint without addressing the...
But who are they? This is the thing that I'm trying to say, is you're making a broad, generalized assumption without being able to say, this person does this. And that's dangerous, because you're making an assumption about us as conservatives, saying that, well, you all do this. No, we don't. I don't make overly generalized statements about how liberals think. When I say this person is doing this, it is that person, and I point out the incorrect behavior of that individual or the group as they have identified themselves.
I listed a number of facts in that commentary
and that's good.
That you don't hear any of the pundits talking
and
about.
And I agree with some of them. And do you have that list handy?
I do.
You still in your, all right, mm-hmm. give me some of them, and I want to say either I agree or I disagree.
The U.S. joins Lesotho, Swaziland, and New Guinea as the only countries in the world not to mandate paid leave for mothers of newborns.
Okay, so help me to understand, why do we have to mandate a government mandate for companies to pay maternity leave? Why do we have to do that?
Well, the suggestion is it is a good idea for mothers to stay home with their children in the early parts of
most childhood. Insurance plans that companies have provide maternity leave. Most disability, short-term, etc. disability plans provide for short-term time off for mothers. So why does the government have to come in and say it's got to be a law when it's already being provided?
How about the mothers that work low-end jobs that don't have insurance, that don't have maternity leave insurance, that don't have this protection?
I understand that. But where is it that says that that is guaranteed as part of your existence?
So, okay, so it's your belief that it's okay for us to be with only three very small, tiny countries.
No,
that,
you're misunderstanding what I'm saying. We are already providing ways for most women to have time off when they give birth. There's no reason for there to be a government mandate. Let's do another one.
All right. We spend more on our military than any country, and it's not even close, and yet many of our soldiers are on food stamps and can't get the mental health care they need.
Absolutely deplorable. Absolutely deplorable that we cannot take better care of our veterans. I agree with you 100%. Now, I don't agree that we should cut back military spending. I agree that we should find ways to cut back wasteful spending when people are stealing from the government and use that to help those that have dedicated so much to our nation. But I agree it's deplorable. What's another one?
We incarcerate more of our population than any other country. The three countries that are closest, Rwanda, Cuba, and Russia.
We have a larger population than Rwanda.
I'm talking about per capita.
And it's per capita.
Per capita.
Okay, so we have a higher standard of living, and we have a higher requirement of to maintain civility. So what is the area where we arrest
them? Could there be a large portion of our prison population? I'm not talking about people that are in for violent crimes.
Mm-hmm.
I'm talking about people that are in for self-inflicted crimes, whether it be drugs, the use of drugs, whether it be certain kinds of white-collar crime. Could we find better ways to rehabilitate these people and in the drug situation to get them off of the drugs than incarcerating them and paying the cost of what it takes to keep somebody in prison?
So when someone chooses to be a drug addict, you want the government, you want me, an honest, hardworking individual, to pay for their bad choices by giving them
You're paying for it now. You're paying for them. How much are you paying for them to be in prison
as
opposed to going through a program to get off the drugs?
So instead of punishing them for bad decisions, we want to reward them.
Okay.
All right. Now, I disagree with you there on that one. All right. Next one.
You're going to love this one. We consume more calories from sweeteners on average than anyone else in the world.
So what?
We consume the most calories, averaging a whopping 3,770 a day.
So what? How is that unpatriotic? How is that proving that I'm a xenophobe? That's a non-issue.
I didn't say you were a xenophobe.
Who cares about how many calories? We have a big, huge, bountiful table. Sit up, take a chair, put your elbows down, and eat.
Isn't one of the deadly sins gluttony?
It's not gluttonous. It doesn't necessarily have to be gluttony.
We consume 3,770 calories a day on average.
We work hard, Tom. We work really hard.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so that's a non-issue. Next.
We spend more on health care than any other industrialized country. Once again, not even close. And the return we get...
How is that a bad thing? We spend more on health care, and we have one of the best health care systems in the world.
In what country are you living in?
Oh,
all right.
God.
Let's see.
You're like talking to a damn donkey.
Mm-hmm.
Give me one more.
One more.
One more, and then we're going to go.
We export more weapons than any country in the world.
To whom?
Well, to governments good and bad, when you think about it.
Okay. Well, I mean, if you're
telling... Whoever will pay the freight, in many cases.
We do not export to terrorists. This is, it's supposed to be against the law. So when you make it, this is what I'm saying.
We're giving a lot of weapons to Saudi Arabia. We're giving a lot of weapons to Egypt. We're giving a lot of weapons to countries who were the enemy of our enemy back in the Cold War. We gave weapons to drug lords in Nicaragua and Panama and
so
wherever.
Providing that, yes, there have been many mistakes that the State Department has made in providing weaponry to people who shouldn't have it. But that does not mean we're not the best nation on the face of the earth.
And I said that.
It means we're the best, but we got problems.
And I said that's what the final line of the commentary was. By the way, did you watch the beginning of the first episode of The Newsroom like I suggested?
I have never been able to sit down and do that.
The first 8 minutes. It's on my blog today.
Is it?
Easy to find. I put it on there. It's I know you will be annoyed by it, but it's a fairly intense 8 minutes.
WSAU Wisconsin Morning News. There it is. We've run that down. Let's talk about the unemployment numbers and more specifically Obama's apology when we come back. WSAU Wisconsin Morning News. We'll be right back.
The news station AM 550 FM 99.9 WSAU.